Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good uplifting song here. Good choice there, Austin. I like this one.
Thank you, Bob.
I have We're no idea who's singing it. Upbeat. I have no idea, but it's I like it.
Upbeat music.
Upbeat. Well, the question is, will the mood at the University of Pittsburgh be upbeat on Saturday night after they take on Notre Dame in one of the most highly anticipated games of the season for just about everyone except Pat Narduzzi, it seems?
It's definitely the most anticipated game for Pitt this year, no doubt. I mean, is this more anticipated than the backyard brawl?
Anytime it's Notre Dame, it takes a different level, especially this Notre Dame team, which has really come on. And when you look at their schedule, only two losses are to really good teams early. Texas A&M is still undefeated. They beat them. And Miami, when Miami was in the top five, I think, when they played, and Miami beat them. So other than that, they've responded really well from that beginning, and here they are now knocking on the door. I think they came out number 9 in the college football rankings yesterday. Pitt was up to 22 without playing. They moved from 24 to 22.
Yeah, I think that's probably a fair ranking for Pitt. Like, the West Virginia loss is going to hurt their resume a little bit, but if they win against Notre Dame, Bob, they're a top 15 team in the country.
Yeah, I think I was going to ask, what do you think the jump would be if they beat Notre Dame? First of all, knocks Notre Dame out of the playoff, I would imagine. Three losses is different, obviously, than two, and especially against the team that you're favored to win by 12 points, and that's what the line is right now. So I think that would really hurt. And that's all the more reason for Pitt to play with a lot of enthusiasm in this game. They could do double damage. They could hurt Notre Dame and help themselves and move up to 15. And then if they win their next two after that, they could be knocking on the door number 10, which is why I think this game is still very important.
Yeah, if you win out, even if you don't go to the ACC championship game, I do think that you get in because of those wins on your resume. If you beat Notre Dame, you're going to be, I don't know, maybe 15 to 17.
All
right,
of these
in that realm.
Teams are ranked moving forward.
Right.
The three they're going to play.
You knock out Georgia Tech, who has been ranked throughout a lot of the season, and you beat Miami, who was the number 2 team in the country at one point and was looked at as a really solid team that also did beat Notre Dame. You're going to be probably borderline, but right around 10, 11, right in that range in the ACC. And we saw, I mean, look at SMU last year. SMU lost the ACC championship game. They did end up making the playoff, but there was a big debate. Should SMU get in?
Right.
They ended up being the 11th seed.
So I think, whatever the case may be, and Joe's back. Joe, we're talking about this game for Pitt. It, to me, it's huge in so many ways.
Bob, why did you start the segment without me?
Because you weren't here.
I was back with Donnie and Pony telling them, and Dan Sangrilli was very interested in the McCartney concert.
Wonderful.
I'm sorry.
Joe,
no.
You get lost sometimes back there.
I know.
We need to put you on a leash.
I have videos of Paul McCartney 3 feet literally away from me. It's a big
story.
It's pretty amazing. This day, Bob.
You should put those on social media, just how close you were. Show people where how close. Down in the front row.
Front row.
Front row.
Row
pretty,
A.
You're looking right up his nostrils when he came.
Absolutely
to the
incredible.
Of the stage.
I'm sorry to interrupt the
No,
show.
We're
What's
talking
happening?
About that game, and I know you wanted to run a soundbite here, Pitt Notre Dame. And, you know, Pat Narduzzi. I know what he was trying to say when he said what he said, but it's the wrong way to say it, I thought.
Well, why don't we take a listen then, Bob? Because going into this game, I understand what he said was technically correct. The bigger games are ahead. But this happens to be one of Pitt's highest profile games of the 21st century. Notre Dame's coming. Pitt.
College football game day is
college,
coming.
For the first time in 20 years. Pitt, as you've mentioned, by winning, can enhance their profile in case they win out and don't go to the ACC championship, which is possible. They may still have a case, but only if they beat Notre Dame. Plus, we're all wondering whether to take Pitt seriously or not. I think all the teams they've beaten in the ACC are a combined 5-23. They haven't beaten a good team all year. They were here last year. In fact, they were better. They were 7-0 in terms of record. But this year, Bob, they have a star quarterback. This is prove it time. This is a gigantic game. For some reason, Narduzzi wanted to downplay that. He made it sound like Akron is coming. Remember when James Franklin beat Pitt and he said it's no different than beating Akron?
Yeah.
This is what Narduzzi sounded like, Bob. Let's take a listen.
Absolutely not. You know, it is not an ACC game. I'm glad you brought that up. It's not an ACC game. You know, I gladly get beat 103 or 110-10 in that game. They can put 100 up on us as long as we win the next two after that. But again, our focus is on Notre Dame and getting as many wins as we can.
Well, that contradicted himself right in the same sentence.
What'd he say?
Well, he said at the end, we're just concentrating on getting as many wins as he can, but he prefaced that by saying, I don't care if we lose 110-10.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to famous college football rallying cries, Bob, I'm not sure I'm putting, they can put 100 up on us, and I don't care with win one for the Gipper, right? I don't know that that's going to go down in history. Why is he doing that?
His message got convoluted. I don't think what he meant to say was, look, we understand where we are. We understand the importance of ACC conference games and why they are important after this week. But this week, we have Notre Dame. Never take – I mean, we got Notre Dame. We got the whole world watching.
The whole world.
We want to win them all. Those two at the end, they're big for us. But this is Notre Dame.
They can kick Notre Dame, who he referred to as America's team, out of the college football playoff. But too many Pitt seasons have been about, oh, yeah, we got a nice upset, and that made our season like 13-9 or 43-42. This is big for that type of thing, but it's big for Pitt too. This is about Pitt doing things for Pitt, not saying, oh, we had a nice upset in another mediocre season. It's Notre Dame.
And it's late in the year, and it's on national TV, and it has everything to do with recruiting, with keeping your own recruits, with propping up the program to where you think it should be. These games...
I hope behind closed doors he's making it clear that to every single one of his players that this is one of the biggest football games most of you will ever play in your entire life, because it is.
Yeah, he's going to have to first say, hey, what I said it badly. I shouldn't have said it the way I said it. I hope you know how I feel about it, because I think he needed to do that also, because it just came out the wrong way.
Now, technically, you know, he's right about this much. The bigger games as far as getting to the college football playoff are after this, Georgia Tech and Miami.
You want to give yourself a plan B in case plan A doesn't work. Like I said, you may not get with all these tiebreakers. I don't know.
You might not get there. But the best way to get there, and I just read, by the way, on ESPN today, I know we heard differently last week, the ACC, technically they could say to the ACC champion, you're not in, but the ACC champion is getting in. And if Pitt wins their final two ACC games against Georgia Tech and Miami, they'll have a pretty good shot, I would think, depending on tiebreakers, to play in the ACC championship. And if they win, they're in. So they're alive here, but they were alive last year. They haven't beaten a good team yet all season. But, Bob, I think the guy who gives them the chance is Mason Heinschel. He is fun to watch. Did you hear what Frank Reich said about him 2 weeks ago?
I think I did, but I forgot what exactly he said. Refresh my memory.
He went on there, and, you know, Frank Reich wasn't even a starter in the NFL, but he's worked with Peyton Manning. He's worked with Phil Rivers, Andrew Luck. At one time, Frank Reich had authored the biggest comeback in college and pro football history. Bob, did you know that?
I knew that.
Took Maryland back from 31-0 against Miami. Took the Bills back from 35-3 in the pros.
Which was more impressive of those two?
35-3.
35-3 was just... The game was already over. Everyone thought that, including probably their own players. But somehow, someway, they got going.
So he knows a thing or two about magical quarterback play. And he said this about Heinschel, and I wish I'd given you the clip limits, but I forgot. He said, that quarterback, just go to the Florida State game, play number 46, Frank Reich said. the touchdown pass he throws. The end zone copy of that tape, I'm like, shoot, I don't know how many NFL quarterbacks can make that throw. He jumps in the air and torques his body back. That is a pretty impressive throw. He's athletic. He has great vision down the field. He can take a hit. There were several times he's stepping up in the pocket and is about to get hammered and makes a big throw down the field. Bob, this kid's had some hiccups, but the only hiccups are him being overly confident, and I'll take that to get the reward. He is a star, and he's the one that could make a difference coming down the stretch. They're, what, 11.5-point underdogs?
Yeah.
He gives them a shot. Do you agree?
Absolutely, and that's why I think they have a shot, even if they don't get to the ACC championship. But if they win out and he continues to play well, the committee will be intrigued with him and that story, because they want that kind of stuff in there. This is something that would sell itself, you know, in one of the early playoff games. But I like the fact that he has a short memory, too. He can make a mistake, and he can own it instantly and forget about it and come back and play with the same sort of aggressive, passionate play. He's not afraid because he made a mistake.
How about you, Wonder Twin? You giving him a shot as a double-digit home underdog?
Giving them a shot? Maybe I'm not going to wait until 159 on Friday. Guys, I think Pitt is going to win this game.
Let's get it.
I'm saying it right now. I put it out on Twitter on Monday.
I hope you're right. I want to see that happen.
You know, and then the Pitt crowd came and said, oh, this is just Penn State guy trying to jinx them. No, I honestly believe that Pitt is going to win this game. I do think that. I think the energy in the stands is going to be significant with the college game day atmosphere.
And that's the other thing.
Build up to it.
I understand
that. That's the other thing about downplaying it, Bob. Is a win just catapults them into of people looking at next week's Georgia Tech game, like, look at the pathetic ACC.
If they
ACC.
Lose 45-3,
yeah.
Nobody's going to say, okay, what are we doing? We got to play Georgia Tech, you win, so be it.
And the nation will look at that, yes.
This. No, there's no question. And I'll tell you what, though, they were going to have to deal with one of the best running backs in the running games. Although Pitt's run defense has been good, this is going to be the ultimate challenge for them.
Yeah.
And if they can withstand that early in the game and somehow jump on Notre Dame, puts a little pressure on them too.
If they lose this game, especially lose by what people Vegas thinks they'll lose by, then next week's Georgia Tech game, people will look at it nationally and say, oh, isn't that cute? Look at what passes for a big game in the little ACC. Whereas if they kick Notre Dame out of the college football playoff and have a command performance on national television with game day there, Then all eyes are on Pitt, Georgia Tech.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Then even maybe this is a game where even Pitt looks at it like in the backs of their minds, are we really to be taken seriously? Because look what happened to us last year. Right around this time, we were 7-0 and never won a game. I just think you add up everything, and this is a massive game in the Narduzzi tenure at Pitt. I do.
Currently, Notre Dame is ranked 9th. Pitt is number 22. If Pitt wins, where will they be, and how far does Notre Dame fall?
That's a great question. How could you keep Pitt behind Notre Dame?
Well, they always do. Like, for example, I think Miami is still ranked. I forget where they're ranked, but they're ahead of Pitt. But they had lost to a couple of teams that I don't know if Georgia Tech's ranked. I got to look at the rankings.
I think Notre Dame would plummet if they lost as a double.
What's plummet?
I think down to 20.
That far?
18, yeah. You have to.
Pitt would have to move up ahead of them.
It would be embarrassing if you had three lost Notre Dame. And who'd they lose to, Limits? What was
Texas
their?
A&M and Miami, both of which were ranked highly. And Texas A&M still ranked highly. They're undefeated.
The A&M
Those are good losses,
those
actually.
Those actually are.
A&M was like fourth down with 7 seconds left.
Yeah, it was very close.
Nevertheless, if you had a three-loss Notre Dame team and a two-loss Pitt team and Pitt beat Notre Dame, it would be embarrassing to have Pitt behind them still.
I wouldn't be surprised if they still would be behind them, though.
I know.
That's the way
the
those are.
But
I think Pitt would move up to like 15, and Notre Dame may fall to 14 or something like that. But Pitt would move up, and if they continue to win, they keep moving up.
Man, Notre Dame's been hammering people, huh? But nobody really
They beat Navy, and they beat Boston College, was not that good.
USC
they
by double sloppy. Digits.
Yeah. No, they're very good. Don't get me wrong. I think Marcus Freeman's done a heck of a job with that.
Isn't
team.
That the point? I mean, they're still Notre Dame, right? They're still are they the highest profile team in America? What do you guys think?
Well, I still think.
Oh, them at Ohio State.
Yeah, Ohio State probably is number one.
Just, well, no, I'm not talking about the best. I'm talking the highest
profile.
Yeah,
I mean, Notre Dame is Notre Dame. That's why they do what they do on their own.
I think they do whatever they do. I think they are.
Yeah. I would agree just because, I mean, think about there's Notre Dame fans like everywhere in the country.
Yeah.
Regardless of where you go. Whether that is just because of how high of a academic institution it is and people want to go there. A lot of people tie their faith back to Notre Dame. So there's a lot of different reasons why Notre Dame is so popular nationally.
And what do you think the crowd will look like on Saturday then? How much
sold out.
Percent? No, I don't mean that. Percentage of green and gold?
Is it sold out already?
Pitt announced today it is sold out.
Well,
there you go.
I knew that was going to happen. And they could do whatever they want. They're gonna. But what do you think the breakdown is?
75-25?
Pitt.
Yeah. Mm. Maybe 70-30? I don't think it's going to be 50-50. Do you, Joe?
No.
No, but they're going to be a big, I'm sure, Notre Dame fans.
Oh, there'll be a ton.
There was a game in 2009. That's the one I'm thinking of. 2009, and I believe it was a Saturday night under Wani, right? Pitt 27, Notre Dame 22. Pitt improved to 9-1 in that game. And there was a light snow falling like ticker tape, Bob. Do you know who Notre Dame's quarterback was?
Brady Quinn.
Wrong.
No.
Limits?
No, that was my pick. DeShone Kizer.
Jimmy Clausen.
Jimmy Clausen, that's right. Number four, I think he was.
Golden Tate, Michael Floyd were on that team. And Pitt's quarterback was William Stull, who had a nice game, 15-27.
Yeah, he outperformed the Clausen.
Guess who had four catches for 46 yards with a long of 17? For Pitt. Wrong. Doran Dickerson. Johnny Baldwin, 5 for 142. What happened to Pitt after that? I'm trying to think. Was that the 45-44 year? Or
it might have been because that's as good a record, 9-1 at that time. It must have been that. That would have taken you back to what year was that?
2009, and they were flying high.
Yeah.
That day.
Or that game. I still remember that game pretty vividly.
Yeah.
That was a crusher.
That was the 45-44. So they wind up 9-3. And I would say, well, there was the Kenny Pickett year too. So of the last 40 years, the three best years, maybe the four best years, were Fiesta Bowl with Palco. But that was in kind of a watered-down Big East, right, with seven teams.
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett, Heisman run. 2009 when they were.
That was the year. That was the year that they had to strike, and they were in position to do it.
That was the year, and the Kenny Pickett year. I mentioned that, and this can be this can top all of them. Do we agree on that? If they make the playoff,
if they make the playoff. Yes absolutely.
I'm glad we agree on that, Bob.
Yeah, I wish I knew more clarity on these tiebreakers because it requires what these last 3 weeks head-to-head and how it affects head-to-head.
So, Pitt was ranked 12th in the country going into that game. Holy
the
horse
one,
milk.
Which one? The one that they lost to Notre Dame?
The one where they beat Notre Dame. Yeah. After that, they were ranked 12th going in. I'm trying to find out what they were ranked coming out. That had to have been one of the high watermarks for Pitt that late in the season in decades and decades and decades, Bob. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, but then it just, again, it was set up for them to move beyond that and get to, and back then there was two teams in the playoffs. Is that what it was?
Pitt was number nine.
Number so nine
going into
nine.
Yes, going into the next week, and they lost to West Virginia. That was and I remember everybody saying, well, this game doesn't matter because you're playing for the Sugar Bowl next week, but still, it always matters.
It does.
It's kind of like
just
now.
Like now.
Notre Dame matters.
If they, you know, in their last two games, they've lost by a combined, I don't know what it is, 103-10. They've been outscored by Notre Dame the last two times they've played them.
Really?
Yeah. 45, I think it was 45 or the three the last game.
Do you guys know who killed Pitt that day in 2009 for West Virginia? He ran for 134 yards on 17
Steve
carries.
Slayton?
Wrong.
No.
Limits? Wrong.
I don't know.
Noel Devine with an 88-yard touchdown run.
And it was Devine, if you're a West Virginia fan.
It was hurtful, to put it mildly. All right, Bob.
Isn't it funny how you can remember a lot of things about games, but yet little things in life that happened recently, I can't remember.
My wife tells me that every day. She's like, "You don't remember, you know, where you put
it's my
where
birthday.
You put
you don't
this.
Remember,
yeah, right? You don't remember.
I'm
our
sorry,
anniversary?
But I was thinking about 2009 and
but you
West
remember
Virginia
Noel Devine had an 88-yard run in 2009.
Isn't it weird how that happens?
Yeah,
it just does.
We're one-track minds, Bob. Maybe two.
Maybe two.
So, what's your prediction, Limits?
My prediction is that Pitt will win this game on a game-winning field goal, 31-28.
Bob, do you think Pitt's going to win?
I'm hoping Pitt wins just because I want to see what happens after that with these games and they become bigger. But I've watched Notre Dame enough to know how good they are, and I don't know if Pitt has what it takes to stop them consistently. Puts a lot of pressure on Mason Heinschel, but we've been singing his praises. So I think it all comes down to how he faces their adversity of their defense, which is very opportunistic. So I'll say at this point probably no, but I hope yes.
I'm going to say no for now. I reserve the right to change my mind by Friday, but I think it's going to be wildly entertaining, and I give them a real shot. I can't wait to watch it. I just didn't think.
Pitt has some big-time players on defense who've made plays,
yeah.
and they're going to need those
and
guys
and some big-time playmakers on offense besides the quarterback.
They do. But the quarterback is the whole.
He makes it go.
Yeah, and you know.
He's another, I've made this comparison, he to me is a slightly bigger Johnny Football. He's got that cockiness, and I mean that in a good way, the on-field cockiness, the creativity, the off-script stuff. He's 18. Did you hear him on the station with the PM guys?
Yeah, I didn't hear it as it was live. I went back to listen because I figured he'd be very, I heard him with John Gruden. I thought he was terrific in that
oh my gosh.
Situation.
He handles it well for
18 years old. He's very mature.
When I was 18, I was watching Press Your Luck every morning and playing video games all day. This dude is like a leader of a program. He sounds like he's 30. Did you hear that interview?
I love Press Your Luck. I did hear that interview, yes.
It is a good show, isn't it, Limits?
He sounded very, very mature for his age. No doubt about
it.
In control. Just the tone of his voice and the way he spoke, you could just tell he's a very confident person.
Yeah, and you could tell.
And that rubs off, by the way, on the other guys on that team.
Imagine that type of guy in the huddle when it's a game-winning drive type of situation and the calm, cool, and collectiveness in the huddle. You could see that.
No doubt.
So how about if he does win and then the TV interviews after the game immediately afterwards and he pulls a Tyler Palko?
That would be great. I'm so proud of this Blanken football team. That would be incredible.
I mean, I could see that. He's a confident guy. He may let loose one. And then the mother comes in and says, we have to wash your mouth out with soap. You can't do that on national TV.
I think Frank Reich, you could tell because I saw the video of him talking, that it wasn't just coach speak for the game. He got it down to the play on tape. He's like, yeah, I was watching tape. Go to play 46 against Florida State, he said. Like, he was really effusive. And you remember that play. That's going to be a remembered Pitt play, I think, to jump in the air and, like Frank said, torque your body and
did.
Throw a touchdown.
The torquing of the body was impressive and to put the ball right where he had to.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same thing.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity. That's in Crinky Land.
The show has gone completely haywire. Joe is missing. Bob is on a very important phone call as we cannot find Joe Starkey. Sometimes these types of things happen, but it is the Limitless Express for this Wednesday, November 12th, 2025. And a big thing to touch on is this Rich Eisen clip where he wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers decided that they want to move off of Mike Tomlin, or really what Eisen was saying is it might be the appropriate time right now to make a change and move on.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers finally say, let's figure something out, and then Tomlin shows up somewhere else. The Giants wouldn't be a bad spot. I think Tomlin is 100% going to be a coach in this league for as long as he wants to be. But I totally understand that Steeler fans are like, we're done with seeing something that has flashes of excellence in the regular season only to wane prior to the playoffs. This wane is now the middle of the season.
So, Joe, I know that you talked about this earlier this week. Joe, we are on the air, Joe. I know that you talked to Sean about this yesterday, this Rich Eisen clip about he wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers ultimately did move on, but it is surprising, at least to me, to hear somebody as close to Mike Tomlin as Rich Eisen is, that this would even be a consideration.
Rich Eisen is close to Mike Tomlin?
I think Rich Eisen and Mike Tomlin are close, yeah.
Why is Bob on the phone during the show?
I don't know. You disappeared. Bob's on the phone.
Bob.
I've been leading this segment the last 2 minutes trying to buy time for you.
No, I've been here. I've been sitting here.
No, you
left.
Yes, you did.
You're right. Well, why isn't Bob on the air?
I don't know why Bob isn't on the air. I told him, Bob, come on.
Come on, Bob.
Come on,
he's
Joe.
Talking
you
on
can't
the phone
leave.
Right in front of
you
us.
You can't leave either. You keep leaving. I'm going to tighten that leash.
Bob.
Why do you have to be so mean to me?
What happened?
He's being mean to me.
Because you left.
Because I left.
You left me drowning out here.
What do you mean drowning?
I was drowning.
You were paid by the word. You love it when you get a chance to talk.
I was gone, Bob. I was underwater.
No,
picked me up and lifted me afloat.
I think you deliberately tell us there's only so much time left, but you know there is less than that, so you could come on and start the show. I think I know you, Austin.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't hear me yelling, Joe, don't leave the studio?
He hogs the camera during the intermission so people can look at him. He's sabotaging us,
Bob. He's smart. He knows what he's doing. He's setting up his career.
What limits?
Rich Eisen, apparently close to Mike Tomlin, or at least by the sounds of this clip.
Yeah, is Rich Eisen close to Mike Tomlin? He's making that assumption and telling the world that on live radio.
I have no idea.
I am making just an assumption of that, just because of how he boasts about how great Mike Tomlin is. And
that means he's close to him?
Well, he has Mike Tomlin on his show once a year, and they wax poetically about each other.
Okay, fair enough. Go ahead.
But basically what he said is that he wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers move and make a move with Mike Tomlin, or at least he thinks that this is the time where he thinks that that should be appropriate. What do you make of Rich Eisen making that claim?
Oh, I thought you were going to play the clip.
I did play the clip. I will play it again because you weren't paying attention.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers finally say, let's figure something out, and then Tomlin shows up somewhere else. The Giants wouldn't be a bad spot. I think Tomlin is 100% going to be a coach in this league for as long as he wants to be. But I totally understand that Steeler fans are like, we're done with seeing something that has flashes of excellence in the regular season only to wane prior to the playoffs. This wane is now the middle of the season.
And I don't think he's talking about Reggie Wayne there, Joe.
Bob, I covered all of this yesterday, but I'm curious.
That's the first time he said that. Because he's had him on before and he's talked about it before. That's the first time I
know.
Heard him
he's
say
called
that.
Steelers fans basically spoiled before Rich Eisen. Now he's singing their tune.
I just think it comes with the territory of having no postseason success. And if that occurs again this year, that's probably, like we talked about early in the show, I mean, things would be on the table. They'd have to consider a lot of things. So, again, I think there's still a lot left. And if they can turn this around, what happens if they do get in the playoffs and win a game or two? Then all of that goes away.
It all goes away. Yep.
And that's what I think they have to do. They have to go and do that.
By the way, did you guys see where Kyler Murray's future might be in baseball? Were you going to mention
that? Yeah,
I saw
that.
Yeah, I was about to talk about that. Because,
go ahead, man.
Yeah, so basically the Cardinals are they're not really liking what they're seeing from Kyler Murray. And now Murray is injured right now, and they're going with Jacoby Brissett as their quarterback. But Kyler Murray was the eighth pick in the draft years ago by the Oakland A's. So there is a belief that with his future in doubt as the starting quarterback of the Cardinals, and we know that there was that incentive written into his contract where he needed to watch film, that maybe it would be appropriate for him to go try to play baseball now.
I think it's too late for that. I do. I also think Arizona's in this predicament where they first drafted Josh Rosen, I think 10th overall, and then that didn't work, so they immediately redraft him. They had high hopes for him, and there was a time where I thought he was really going to achieve those expectations that they had and also the league had for him. And all of a sudden, it's just, I don't know if it's because of the work, the preparation, Austin, as you said, that they wrote into the deal. Normally, you don't see that. Why would you write that in there unless he has a problem doing it? So maybe that's what this is all about. But when you say Jacoby Brissett is not just your quarterback, your starting quarterback moving forward, his days over there apparently are over.
And he's not very good.
No, but he was good. There were a couple, 2 years ago, I thought he was going to be really one of those guys who would just do it both ways, with his legs, with his arm. He seemed to have that it factor, but now it's gone.
Maybe Kyler Murray could play third base for the Pirates next year, Joe.
I mean, this came out of nowhere for me. Are the Steelers one of the teams being linked to him for next year?
I don't think so, no. I mean, I'm sure somebody's probably thrown it out there. Hey, what do you think of maybe Kyler Murray as an option for the Steelers, but nothing really credible.
I've been a fan of his, but that sort of wore out. I picked them to win their division this year. They've lost. The games they've lost have been ridiculous. Yeah, I've never seen a team lose this many close games as they have. And I agree with Limits. His time sure sounds like he's done there. His time's up. I think he'll get another crack somewhere, though. You don't, Limits?
Well, I think an NFL team definitely would take that chance on him.
It's not like he's not talented.
Right. Like
right.
Daniel Jones got another opportunity. Sam Darnold's gotten many
four.
And now he's taken advantage.
Yeah, I think he'll get – quarterbacks are such in short supply that there's a team out there that will say, hey, we can we can put him here and he's going to thrive in this system.
Yeah, former number one pick, that much talent, that running ability as well. Somebody will give him a chance.
They started 2-0. They lose to San Fran 16-15, Seattle 23-20, Tennessee 22-21, Indy 31-27, and Green Bay 27-23.
Yeah, I mean,
they're a bounce or two away from being what I thought they would be, but they stink again. So who cares? Next.
So Antonio Brown was found in Dubai. You know, he was hanging out there for a while, Bob.
It was supposed to be a place where you couldn't use extradition, but apparently they don't want him there because they don't want any problems in Dubai.
Yeah,
I don't know if he was being one or not.
According to NBC News, Antonio Brown is going to be on house arrest for the attempted murder charge in Miami. NBC News saying that he'll be required to wear a GPS tracker and remain in his home as bail was set at just $25,000. And
for attempted murder?
For attempted murder, just $25,000.
Yeah, that's a little.
Pro Football Talk mentions that Luis Ortiz was released on a $500,000 bail after the gambling charges, which is kind of fascinating.
Where are the priorities there in terms of, murder versus taking money from the mafia?
Right.
The only news there is that he wasn't already wearing an ankle monitor. I thought he was from the situation in
Florida.
Yeah,
that's a good point. He
should
have been doing that.
He threw the furniture off the balcony?
Is it more he's a bad person or an unwell person or both, Bob?
I think both. All I know is that there was a time here where he was certainly one of the hardest working guys, putting up numbers, seemed to stay out of everything. And then for whatever reason, that changed. And it changed for me before the hit by Burfict, too. There were some things, and maybe it was just him getting too much of himself and thinking he was better than everybody else because he was better than everybody else. But when you let that get into your head and then you conduct business off the field that way, that could lead you into some problems. So I think the answer is both.
The answer has to be both.
So do I. Ryan Clark talked about when he got his money and then he, I guess, sort of went after Dick LeBeau verbally in practice.
Right.
His teammates changed their opinion of him, and that's when the trouble started, as it often does in sports when a guy gets his money. But I think in addition to that, there are some mental health issues, I think, to put it mildly.
There's no question about that. His behavior is so erratic. I feel bad for his kids. Those are the people who are going to suffer a little bit by not having a father, and certainly one who's going to be not present in their lives.
And it's a tragic story.
It is.
That's what it is. Next.
When they do a football life, one will be.
What about the Hall of Fame? Does he belong?
As a player, yes.
Shouldn't that be the only criterion?
I've always said that. So, and that opens up controversy because then they can say, well, if he's found guilty of this, how can you put a guy who's murderer in the Hall of Fame? It comes down to performance. As a player, you're voted on. You were allowed to play. You played. This is what you did while you played.
Yeah, I agree with part of that. But at the same time, can you really put somebody in when you know that that's the case?
O.J. Simpson out?
They did not, but O.J. was already in.
That's true. He was already in.
That's
but
the thing.
You talk
it's
about
different.
A horrible, horrible, heinous
that, yeah,
crime.
That was just premeditated butchery,
which I do.
Yeah, which I do too. But bottom line is, to me, the simple answer is just to judge them on when they were able to play. And you could put every asterisk on this plaque you want and say, and by the way, this guy also did this, 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 and this off the field.
On a positive note, but somehow there seems to be some negative that is infiltrating the story as well. Welcome to the world. Paul Skeens is going to win the Cy Young tonight, Bob, in the National League.
And it should be unanimous.
It should be unanimous.
In my view.
What's the negative?
Well, the negative is the story that was written by a man named Randy Miller in NJ.com that came out today. So right now, they're doing the general manager's meetings in Las Vegas, and this reporter that covers the Yankees is out there. And supposedly, at least according to his reporting, he said, according to a Pirates teammate who recently spoke with NJ Advanced Media, Paul Skeens has, quote, no confidence the Pirates ever are going to win with him in Pittsburgh, and he's, quote, hoping for a trade well before he became a free agent after the 2029 season. But supposedly they waited to talk to Ben Cherington, this reporter, and said, I do dismiss it, but I understand it, the Pirates executive said Tuesday at the Cosmopolitan.
What we're going to focus on is just how do we win games with him in a Pirates uniform? Now, there has been a lot of pushback on this story as well, including from former Yankee Clint Frazier, that has apparently been blocked by this writer and said, I wish I could just sit there and observe what happens in real time when he makes these stories up. But it's gaining a lot of traction nationally right
now. Why wouldn't Paul Skenes want to be traded? And why would he have any confidence that the Pirates are going to win in his tenure here?
I think that somebody in the Pirates organization, a player that has been teammates with Skenes, would go and tell a reporter this. I mean, that's the big note and the big news here.
If I had to guess, I would guess that Paul Skenes, if he's thinking clearly, which it sure seems like he is, would be thinking exactly that, Bob.
The question is, would he act upon it? He may be thinking that, but he strikes me as someone who is just very committed to whatever he's doing. He's not going to be one of these guys who just decides, okay, I'm going to rock the boat here. I'm going to go out and just tell everyone how I feel. He seems to keep that to himself a lot.
Yeah,
you can see little things in the course of the year that maybe, you know, trigger him, but I don't think he'll ever come out and just demand a trade. He may think it, he may want it,
yeah,
but I don't think he'll demand it.
Well, I don't know about that. If things go south,
he knows
again
he only has
year,
a few years here before that's ultimately going to happen. Anyway.
He's tiptoed around,
right? But do you think he'll full bore go out and say that?
Losing can do strange things, you know.
But
someone
again,
who's that competitive is going to get. If he's already real sick of it, he's going to get sicker of it. I wouldn't be surprised if he piped up at some point, Bob.
Well, I think it all depends on what they do in this offseason. You can make him rethink that position if you go out and really strike it big here and bring some people in who legitimately could help him and them.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.